Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Young Simba. No. Host face killer.
Mm-mm.
Swiss chocolate.
Am I doing this with you?
Dulce, I don't understand why you're giving me such a hard time. I just need a hip-hop name.
You don't need a hip-hop name. You're not a rapper. You don't need a hip-hop name.
It doesn't matter whether I rap or not. I came all the way to Atlanta. I just need a hip-hop name. I need a cool name.
You don't need a hip-hop name. I'm from Atlanta. I don't have a hip-hop name.
What's up, Dulce? Mama Deuce!
What up, baby?
Mama Deuce, you said you don't have a hip-hop name.
Mind your business.
Big Tig!
Yes!
I need your help.
Okay. No, do not ask Big Tigger to come up with a nickname for you!
I'm not gonna ask him to come up with a nickname for me. So, Big Tig, I was thinking maybe you could come up with a cool nickname for me.
What?
You know? Something cool. Something hip-hop.
All right. Little Dimples?
Ah! Ooh! Ting!
No, I was thinking something a little more hard, like a little more hip-hop. Ah!
Beige Panther.
Technically, a Beige Panther's a leopard, but no, I need something more like...
Goofy Mane!
Yeah!
Goofy Mane!
That's perfect!
Goof... Like Mickey Mouse? What do you
no, got? No, like... Gucci Mane, but Goofy Mane, because no, you're funny!
Because of the... You know what? This has been helpful?
Yes!
There's always Mildish Gambino.
Oh, look at God! Little Dimples.
They're not little.
Ting!
Coming to you from Atlanta, America's favorite lib. It's The Daily Show. Tonight, the worst political ad. The Atlanta secret behind breaking music. And Raphael Warnock. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Welcome to it. Oh, this feels good. This has been so much fun. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to The Daily Show, coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, night three. We've been having so much fun here. Every single day, I learn something new about the place. You know, like yesterday, I learned that people in Georgia have a really interesting philosophy about food. You know, yeah, yesterday I asked someone, I said, hey, where should I eat? And they were like, oh, yo, you got to get the wings at JR Crickets. And I was like, oh, yeah? Yeah, yeah, people were like, yeah. I was like, so what should I order? And I was like, oh, you got to get the lemon pepper wet, extra crispy, extra sprinkles. And they're like, but you need like extra sprinkles. I'm like, extra sprinkles? Like, it sounds like a lot of sodium. They're like, yeah. That's why you got to go to American Deli afterwards and get the peach soda. That's what you got to do. And then she said my favorite thing. She was like, yeah, because you see, because when you have that much salt, you got to cancel it out with the sugar. That's what we do in Atlanta. Like, it's a balanced diet. I appreciate that. It was delicious. But I slept for a week. I've also learned that people in Atlanta love sports. Wow. This is like a big sports town. Like everyone here excited for the big Georgia-Tennessee game on Saturday? Yeah? People are hyped for that. It's a big sports town. I get it. I mean, the Braves won the World Series, right? The University of Georgia won the national championship, you know? Yeah, the Falcons have really cool jerseys.
I see you.
And the city, I feel like the city has extra energy now because the midterms are a few days away. You can feel it, right? I see the circs, people out there getting ready to vote. Everybody's voting, breaking early voting records. That's what's happening out here. People are out there making their voices heard. Everybody's standing in line for hours and hours. I stood in line yesterday 4 hours. That's how long I stood. Got to the front. Turns out it was a place called Slutty Vegan. Yeah, I didn't know that was a popular restaurant in Atlanta. I thought it was just someone who sleeps around and likes tofu. The line would have been longer for that. But because the midterms are on, you know, we've talked about this a little bit. There's ads everywhere in Atlanta. And every ad that I've watched in the city is a campaign ad right now. Everything. You know this. You've seen it. Like, I watched TV for 10 minutes last night, and I saw 30 minutes worth of ads. And the thing that stuck out to me was how most of them were mean as shit.
Georgia would be different with Abrams. She pushed more COVID lockdowns, wanted businesses closed and kids locked out of schools. Abrams' crime plan, eliminate cash bail, the same failed liberal scheme causing crime to surge in other states.
Stacey Abrams and Raphael Warnock support aborting babies not just at 6 weeks, not just at 15 weeks when a baby can feel pain, but up to 40 weeks.
Talk shows, magazine covers, television cameos, Celebrity Stacy, a perfect governor for liberal elites, just not hardworking Georgians.
Damn.
You know, if you only knew Stacey Abrams from attack ads in Georgia, you would think she was Darth Vader combined with Thanos, combined with that asshole who cut you off in the traffic. Pure evil. Stacey Abrams does all of it. And by the way, I don't understand that last part. What was that? She's bad because she gets interviewed on TV shows? Like, look at this. What are they trying to say, huh? What is this about? What is this? Why is this in an attack ad?
She hugs Trevor Noah, which means she wants to turn America into Africa.
There's nothing wrong with hugging me. I give good hugs. I mean, on the flip side, this is good for me. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. No, because now I have a great excuse. Anytime I don't want to hang out with anybody, you know, they'll be like, hey, you want to hang out? I'm like, ah, oh, I would love to, but if we're seen together, it could be used in an attack ad. You know, yeah, if you ever choose to run for governor of Georgia, it's just going to spoil you. I can't do that to you, you know. Maybe you should just Uber home from surgery. I think it would be better. And it's not just in Georgia. This is the thing I've realized. It's not just in Georgia. And it's not just mean in this moment, it's getting meaner every single day. Every campaign in America right now is flooding the airwaves with attack ads. Everyone, my opponent will raise your tax, my opponent will cut your healthcare, my opponent. And it's always that voice too, right? It's always that attack ad voice. I feel like you can say anything in that voice and it sounds terrible, you know? My opponent will donate his kidney to you. That son of a bitch. Wait, what? I need a kidney. You know, if you ask me, honestly, I think attack ads should be illegal. Yeah, I mean it. I think attack ads should be legal. Not campaign ads, attack ads. I'll tell you why. First of all, I think it's because they only drive up polarization and hate. That's what they do, right? And secondly, politicians should be earning your vote by telling you what they're gonna do, not just by shitting on other candidates. Just tell me what you'll do if you want me to vote. Don't tell me about the other person. Because you realize they're auditioning for the job. We don't accept this shit in any other job, right? There's no other job where you can apply for it and then your resume isn't what you do. It's just a list of other reasons that the other people suck. You can't do that anywhere else. You can't just be sitting there and being like, oh, what are my strengths? Well, I think you should be focusing on Anthony's weaknesses. Yeah. That guy types with his index fingers. Yeah. So when do I start? You realize that's not campaigning. That's not winning votes, right? It shouldn't be a part of democracy. It's basically the same strategy every R&B song from the 90s used. You remember that? Every song would just be some guy just coming out there like, girl, you know your man ain't treating you right. He never buys you flowers. He's never taken you to Disney World. She'd be like, well, are you gonna take me to Disney World? Girl, this ain't about me right now. This is about your man and how he ain't doing you right. And by the way, my car's in the shop, so I might need to borrow yours. Like, it's not helpful. It's not healthy. And here's the thing. It would be one thing if attack ads were just highlighting policy differences between candidates. My opponent wants to raise your taxes, but I want to lower them. That's one thing. But that's not what attack ads do. Because like everything else in America, it has to be supersized.
Left-wing politicians are pushing sexual agendas on our children. X-rated drag shows for kids. Pornography in elementary schools.
Mehmet Oz doesn't want you to know about his deadly experiments on puppies.
Katie Hobbs organized a mock slave auction.
Katie Hobbs, guilty of racism.
No one is safe with liberal Amelia Sykes.
Babies have to watch their backs because of Tina Kotek. Tina Kotek, too extreme for Oregon.
I'm sorry, what? Babies have to watch their backs? If you're a baby watching that, you are crapping your pants more than usual. You are shitting yourself. I've never seen an attack ad trying to scare babies. It's like, watch out, babies. Tina Kotek is here. And now she's not. And now she's here. And now she's not. And now she's here. And by the way, I know there's some people who are thinking right now, oh, but Trevor, don't I deserve to know the bad things about someone who's running for office? Yes, I think you do. And ideally, you would get that information from America's responsible, objective news media. That's where you should be getting it from. It doesn't need to be in an attack ad. Because here's the thing, in my opinion, these ads are not helping. They don't help, right? Because they don't just attack policy. They portray opponents as evil, inherently evil monsters. That poisons the entire country. Because what happens to bipartisanship after that? Do people ever think of that, huh? You can't be like, yes, I said my opponent wants to drink the blood of children, but now that the election is over, that doesn't mean we can't work together on infrastructure. Get on in here, you pedophile. Let's do this deal. You can't do that. Why would anyone support that? And what's even worse is that many attack ads are just straight up lies, right? Straight up lies. Like for instance, there's an ad in Texas. Greg Abbott put out this ad, right? A TV ad that spliced together different quotes from Beto O'Rourke to make it seem like he said something that he didn't say, right? Yeah, campaign flyers in North Carolina, they show candidates wearing defund the police t-shirts that they never actually wore. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, well, as long as you're photoshopping pics, why not go all the way? Just go all the way. Yeah, just be like, look, he's not just throwing out a garbage bag, he's throwing out the new Taylor Swift album. You monster! There's drinking children's blood, and then there's evil. Oh, and if you want to see just how bad the lies in these ads can get, look no further than this race in California.
We want to show you perhaps the most dishonest TV campaign ad we've ever seen.
Some politicians think they should control your child's education.
We're trying to indoctrinate our students in communism.
Jay Chen is running for Congress to represent Southern Californians. Here's what Chen actually said.
You know, I'm going to be a recipient of some of these attacks, unfortunately. They're going to be claiming that because our school district was teaching Chinese, that meant we were trying to indoctrinate our students in communism. Literally, that will be one of the points of attack.
Huh? Look at that. He even called it. He said, these people are probably going to claim that we're teaching kids communism. And I guess his opponents saw that and they were like, well, that's a great idea. We should do that. Yeah, we should do that. Because here's the thing. It's bad enough. It's bad enough to attack someone. But to pretend they said something they didn't say and attack them for that, that's even worse. You're attacking them for something they didn't say. You realize if you edit it, the context is out of everything, right? That Cardi B song, WAP, That's a song about female sexual empowerment. But if you edit out the P, now it's just a song about wet ass. No one's gonna be dancing in the club to that song. Get a bucket and a mop for this wet ass. Oh, please do not back that thing up on me. You can't do that. It's not good for democracy. And here's the thing that may blow your mind. I know because it blew mine. Is that it's not illegal to lie in attack ads. Did you know this? Yeah, it is not illegal. The courts have said that the government cannot ban lying in political ads because it falls under free speech. Yeah. And look, maybe you agree. Maybe you're one of those people who thinks, oh, the government shouldn't get involved in policing what's true or false in ads. But here's the thing. It already does. Right? If you lie in an ad for a car or for a cell phone or for even toilet paper, the FTC will ban that ad. Yeah. Which is a weird set of priorities. Right? Because if you lie in an election ad, that could undermine your democracy. But if you lie about how many sheets are in a roll of toilet paper, I mean, the worst that could happen is you end up with a wet ass. So, if you ask me, America has everything backwards. If there's one type of ad you're not allowed to lie in, it should be your political ads, right? Not only is that better for democracy, but it means you would be allowed to lie in commercial ads, and I think that would be funny as hell.
Chef Boyardee says his beefaroni is quick and convenient, but 40% of all people who ate beefaroni immediately died. And the other 60% became transgender. And what's Chef Boyardee hiding under his hat? Is it critical race theory? He won't say. Chef Boyardee, wrong for dinner, wrong for America. Paid for by concerned citizens for SpaghettiOs.
See? Now that's what we need more of. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Roy Wood Jr. is going to meet the man behind a lot of Atlanta's music. You don't want to miss it.
Coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. You know, Atlanta is known for its incredible music scene, but it wouldn't be possible without some hit makers behind the scenes. Roy Wood Jr. sat down with one of them.
You've probably heard of major Atlanta artists like Young Jeezy, 2 Chainz, and Bobby Valentino, but you probably wouldn't know any of them if it weren't for this guy, Nick the Hitmaker Love. Atlanta born and raised, he's the reason Atlanta artists go from local legends to international stars. If we're going to be in the city, I had to sit down with the man himself.
Nick Love, now you're a humble brother. But this is your chance to brag. Give me some of the songs and artists that you helped to break in Atlanta that eventually became global touring success.
Like, I've touched everything that has come out of this city. Period. And that's not a brag, it's just kind of what it is. I established a pipeline through working with these guys that was like, it was just a blueprint, right? So everybody said, okay, cool. The thing that you did with Jeezy, can you do that for me?
You are a hit maker.
That's true.
Okay, so Jeezy, Luda, whoever, they give you a song.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next thing? You take it to a DJ where?
Everywhere. Like, I'm hitting the strip clubs, I'm hitting the regular clubs, I'm hitting the mixtape guys. I'm trying to put it in front of everybody who has an ear that I respect. And I'm saying, what do you think? What is this? Because I like it. You start to visualize, like, I can see the girls dancing to this. I can see the dudes riding their car down Peachtree Street, playing it outside their cars. I know it.
So Nick Love's secret sauce is just taking a song he likes and getting it into Atlanta hotspots? Sounds easy, but it's actually a lot of hard work. You gotta form relationships, get people to trust your taste, and apparently you have to hit the strip clubs a lot.
Nobody wanna sit in Magic City every day. But in my 20s, I was willing to do it. You know, it was a hard job. Club. You know, I was willing to sacrifice, take one for the team, and sit in Magic City every day.
What is it about being butt naked that the people are like, I'm naked, nah, I can feel the music?
Pretty girls and money. If you stick pretty girls and money in the same room, there's influence there, right? We want to do what the girls like. We want to impress them. And if you can catch both of those crowds, because those are the people who are dictating what's popping in the city.
I get what you're saying, bro. Mm-hmm. All of these transients from all over the country and all over the world are here.
Right.
And they're all going to the clubs. They all going to the strip clubs. They're all going to the lounges. So if you can play a song that pleases this demographic, chances are this demographic.
Yeah, it's going to go.
So this city just one big ass focus group.
That's exactly what it is. It's a research facility at the end of the day. That's what it is. With strippers and wings.
If this is such an effective way of getting things in front of people, why is music the only thing? Do the politicians come to the club?
I mean, at the end of the day, politics hasn't historically been cool, right? We know how important it is, but it's rarely been cool. We know that cool sells. From the time that Puffy did the Vote or Die campaign, that was the switchover of hip-hop culture being involved in politics. We do influence what happens. If we're on board, we can affect change.
Wait, Nick Love makes hits. The midterms are coming and Georgia's a swing state. If Diddy can do it, so can I, right?
So you can take any song and get it in front of the people who decide if it's a hit?
Any song. Give it to me.
It don't matter what it's about.
Any song, I got you. People respect.
Remember
what
you
I
said that. Remember you said that. I got a song. I got to go holler my man.
There has to be a way to activate Georgia voters. So I borrowed some cash from my cousin's cousin's mother's aunt, and I linked up with Suede the Remix guy. You know, this guy.
Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
to make a hit in the studio.
This good, this good. Airdrop, that's it.
No more.
Time to take this heat to the street.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name Roy. I'm a rapper out of Birmingham. I'm 43 years old. It's never too late to chase your dreams. This is Nick, the hitmaker. I got a track I want to play for y'all, and you know, and y'all let me know if y'all feeling it or not, all right? All right, it's called Get Out and Vote with Your Voting Ass.
Even the campaign is heating up. Campaign is heating up.
Georgia is one of the key races that can determine who gets control.
Senator Raphael Warnock going up against Herschel Walker.
Put on your knees, it's in the house. Put on your knees, it's in the house.
I want to make sure my vote is.
So not a hit.
I've heard worse. I mean, you know what? If you play with it a little bit. Turn the music it's up a little louder.
Stop. Just stop. All right, so what did y'all think about my track?
It was pretty, it was pretty cool.
Why you stuttering though? Why you stuttering? What you do?
I'm in the entertainment business. I'm a club promoter.
Bitch, perfect. you want to hear it one more time?
No. Okay. No, you good.
Good or not?
What are the lyrics?
No, you heard the lyrics. He said he had a truck. You gotta go. Being in the booth and you get up in the booth.
That was the song what you just rapped? That was the song?
I ain't time for haters.
Don't vote.
Be honest with me.
Okay.
Do I have a hit on my hands, yes or no?
I think you could get there. You could get there.
That's like the nicest you ain't shit I've ever heard. Do you feel more motivated to vote having heard my song?
I will say 100% yes.
I think you have a new career coming your way.
Thank you. How much rap do you listen to?
More country than rap. Get Low.
That's the last song you listen to is Lil Jon Get Low?
Yeah.
What does the song mean? Why is it not a hit to you?
I don't really hear you in it, though.
Well, that was because I was sampling some other stuff. Okay. And my rapping part, I hadn't finished yet.
So no verses, just features.
So you're saying it needs a verse from me?
Yeah, yeah. Because then that would make it you rapping.
And these Atlanta folks tripping. This shit fire. I know I can still make a hit. And I think I have just the thing.
Sweet, the win makes good!
I want to make sure my vote is counted. Make sure my vote is counted.
We voting. We voting. In Georgia, we voting. We voting. Let's go. Woman control. Gun control. Police control. Black folks. Going to vote in the 404, in the Fulton coat, in the Cobb coat. Herschel Walker might be your daddy. Your mom gave him some ass in the back of a caddy. War Knox jacket too tight. War Knox jacket too tight. High voter gonna trust you when you see your muscles. High voter gonna trust you when you see your muscles. Dad, take that jacket back and swap it out.
That's hard. That's the one right there.
That's the one.
That's the one right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it, man.
Roy Wood Jr., everybody. All right, stay tuned because when we come back, Senator Raphael Warnock will be joining me right here on the show. You don't want to miss it.
Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a senior pastor of the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church right here in Atlanta, and he currently represents the state of Georgia in the United States Senate. Please welcome Senator Raphael Warnock. /Senator Raphael Warnock, welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna jump straight into it, and I know so many. Welcome, thank you so much. You know, no one has welcomed me back. You're the first person. You see, this is why you're reverend. I like that. I like that. First things first. This is turning into a race that is way closer than people anticipated. It is turning into a race that has become a lot more national than many people anticipated. And what's been surprising is seeing how little of the news is actually about what you're doing wrong. It's just about what the other candidate is saying, which seems crazy. And yet it seems closer than it should be. So I'd love to start with that. Why do you think Georgia or Georgian voters or the polls are showing that Georgian voters are so close when it seems like most people would say the two of you are so far apart?
Well, I agree with the last part of what you just said. Wow. The differences between the options that Georgians have right now are wide and deep. And look, the reality is we always knew this would be a close race. Mm-hmm. And I think that speaks to where the country is and where people are. But I think when you look close, and you don't have to look that close, you can see that Georgians have a clear choice, I think, about who's ready and who's fit to serve. To represent them in the United States Senate. And I believe that at the end of the day, Georgians are going to get it right.
Let's talk about what many Georgians may feel is going wrong. There are many who are saying, we need change. And as we've seen multiple times in American politics, it's all about what people's pockets feel like. It's all about what their gas tank looks like. That determines a lot of how they vote. There are many Georgians who've said, I love you, Senator. I love what you're doing and what you represent. But I feel like in this moment, the Republicans are promising something that is better or different. How would you respond to the people who say that to you?
Well, in my case, my opponent hasn't promised a thing. I mean, think about it. I mean that, I'm not being flippant. I want you to think, what has he actually promised to do? So, look, there's no question that these are tough times. And people are feeling the pain and the pinch. We've been through over 2 years of a pandemic. And now that the economy has opened up, we're seeing these rising costs, supply chain issues related to the pandemic. We're seeing rising prices, by the way, globally.
Right.
Driven by the war in Ukraine. And on top of that, you've got bad actors in the corporate space who are literally exploiting a pandemic while we are paying record prices at the pump, at the pharmaceutical counter, at the grocery store, they are literally experiencing record profits.
Right.
And so the question is, who's going to do something about it? Who cares about ordinary people? And I take this job very seriously. You know, it's a real honor for your neighbors to say, we want you to represent us in high office. Mm. And so that's the reason why I capped the cost of insulin to no more than $35 an out-of-pocket cost. That's the reason I capped the cost of prescription drugs so women and men like my 84-year-old mother wouldn't have to choose between buying the medicine they need and the groceries they need. That's why I remain focused on the people. And when I talked the other night about capping the cost of insulin and the fact that corporations are gouging insulin, a 100-year-old drug, my opponent said people just need to eat right. So, I mean, those were his words.
Right.
And, you know, as a pastor, I have encouraged healthy living, but that doesn't explain why the corporations are engaged in price gouging, and you can eat right and still have diabetes.
Right, right.
So here's my recommendation. I think Herschel Walker should be the dietitian, and I'll serve in the United States Senate.
Let's talk a little bit as well about how you work as well. I have found it particularly interesting that even in your campaign ads in Georgia, you've gone out of your way to talk about Republicans who you have worked with, which to many people would seem like suicide. You know, you say, I've worked with Ted Cruz. I worked with Marco Rubio. Now, most people don't want to even admit that they know Ted Cruz. and yet, here you are saying, no, I worked with Ted Cruz, I worked with Marco Rubio. You've made an effort of talking about reaching across the aisle and working with other lawmakers to get things done. It seems like that is dwindling in American politics. As you said, people are retreating to their corners and saying, this is where I stand, I work with no one else. Do you not worry about alienating some who say, oh, how can you reach across the aisle? Or why is it that you choose to particularly include that in your own campaign ad? I mean, it's your ad. Why include Ted Cruz's name? Why put Marco Rubio's name in it?
Yeah, I'm the 18th most bipartisan senator in the Senate. according to the Luger Center. I'm the 18th, and that's a little bit of an achievement because out of 100 senators,
wow,
I'm 100. I'm the most junior senator in the Senate, and I've been able to convince people to work with me to pull people together. And so, yeah, I will be honest. Ted Cruz and I are both on the Commerce Committee. Most of the time when he's talking, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, really? You put on a suit and a tie to come here to do that? So that's usually what I'm thinking. But when it came time to name I-14 a priority corridor in Georgia, an interstate that would run through Texas and also through Georgia, would connect our military bases, would revitalize a lot of our rural areas that have been suffering all throughout Georgia. I didn't mind working with Ted Cruz to do that. If we can build out the highway, nobody cares if you're a Democrat or Republican. You get to use the highway. So what I've endeavored to do is not to be a senator who used to be a pastor, but a pastor in the Senate, which is why I return to my pulpit. I preach here every Sunday, and you continue to do the important work. So I hope the people of Georgia will give me 6 more years to keep doing this work, because
so much for joining us. Absolutely pleasure having you. Senator Raphael Warnock, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this. Thank you very much.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. But before we go, I wanted to remind you, the midterm elections are approaching and the stakes are higher than they've been in generations. So make sure your voice counts. Make your early voting plan at voteearly.org.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.